number one tonight. We'll be back there and just see where God leads us through this. Jonah chapter number one tonight, and just get into the word tonight. Well, I don't know about you, but I like that mercy walked in. That's good stuff. Jonah chapter number one, verse number four is where we're going to be at tonight. I want to preach just a little subject tonight. We'll be brief and let God just have his way. Amen. Let the invitation be where it is. But I just want to preach a subject tonight. Disobedience. Disobedience hurts. Disobedience hurts. If there's anything in chapter number one that you're going to learn from Jonah, is not only was he a prophet, not only was he a preacher, not only was he an evangelist, not only was he a man that was supposed to go to Nineveh and cry out against that wicked city, but you'll find out very quickly that Jonah was very disobedient in what God had called him to do. Folks, tonight in the Bible, when we see disobedience, we know that that's not good. I try my best not to complain, because Numbers 11:1 says, when the people complained, it displeased God. So I try my best not to complain, but I do see here Jonah, he didn't want to go to Nineveh. He wanted to go a different way. And tonight, disobedience hurts. And I want to show you four areas in your life where disobedience will hurt tonight, according to the Word of God. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand. Jonah chapter number 1 and verse number 4. And I want to read tonight what the Bible says. The Bible says in Jonah 1 verse number 4, But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, and if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, I thank you tonight, Father God, that you do show us grace, you do show us mercy, and you do give us rest. Lord God, tonight, as we look at disobedience in the Word of God tonight, Father God, we know when the Word of the Lord comes to us now, Father God, we must be obedient to what it says. Lord God, we've got to take it from Genesis to Revelation. Lord God, we've got to take the whole counsel and everything that the book says. Lord God, it is our GPS, it is our lifeline, and it is what keeps us from being disobedient. Lord, I pray tonight as we study a portion of your word tonight, Father God, I pray that you would just illuminate our minds. Father God, I pray you give us ears to hear the Holy Ghost tonight speak to us in a mighty way. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, as we study this word, Father God, I pray this week as we go out that we be found being obedient to what you called us to do. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. Lord, I ask you to guard my throat and guard my thoughts, guard everything that I would say. Let it be all about you and not one thing about me. I pray tonight, Father God, that you increase and I decrease. Bless the reading of your word tonight. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Disobedience hurts. If I went around this room tonight and I asked anybody, had they ever been disobedient, I'm pretty sure you'd be in line with me. I've been disobedient before in my life. Hey, not only have I been disobedient to my parents and in areas of my life, but I've been disobedient to the Lord. And there's always some things that it'll take charge of in your life, and disobedience will do. Tonight, as we look at this, God wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh and proclaim the word of the Lord. Hey, but Jonah was disobedient. Tonight, I'd say to you, disobedient doesn't only hurt the individual, but it hurts everyone that individual comes in contact with. It hurts them. You say, preacher, tonight I'm living my own life and I'm doing my own thing. And the world tells you, if you want to do, just do what you want to do. Live any way you want to. And hey, just do it your way. Hey, did you not know tonight that that's the anthem in hell tonight? That's what everybody in hell is saying right now. I did it my way. I done it the way I wanted to do. I did it the way that I liked it, and I got it the way that I wanted it. Friends, that's the national anthem in hell. Hey, I did it my way. You know, when we read the Word of God tonight, he says we must do it his way tonight. And you know, that don't fit in with the world we talk about right now. That don't fit in with the world that we're at right now. The world that we're at right now, everywhere you go, People wants to do it their way. They don't want to do it God's way. They want to do it their way. And I know tonight that I'm preaching, hey, to the core of the church tonight. I'm preaching to the choir. I know all that tonight. But there may be somebody tonight that says, hey, I've been disobedient and I need to get in line with God. But disobedient tonight, it hurts everyone that they come in contact with. Romans 14, 7, the Bible says tonight, for none of us liveth to himself. Not one person in this room lives to themselves, and no man died to himself. Tonight, I want you to know everything that I do will affect you, and everything you do will affect me tonight. And we must be obedient to what God has called us to do. But I want to look in the text tonight, and I want to look at why does disobedience hurt. Number one tonight, if you'll look with me in verse number four. Number one tonight, if you're taking notes, disobedience hurts because it produces storms in our lives. Disobedience produces storms in our life. Tonight when he told Jonah to go to Nineveh, it says in verse number three, but Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish. He said, I'm going a different way. So number one tonight, it produces storms in our lives tonight. And you know, God gave Jonah the opportunity and he let Jonah make up his own mind before he sent this storm. We see in verse number four, though, what the Bible says, how it produces a storm in our life. He says, but the Lord. Hey, the Lord always gets the last say. Can I get an amen? Hey, have you ever told God, I'm not going to do that, or I don't want to go over there, or I don't want to do it that way? Hey, you may not have said it with your mouth, but you may have done it with your actions. I've been there before. I didn't want to go there, and I didn't want to do it that way. Hey, but God always gets the last words. And he says in verse number four, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea. He sent that storm out into the sea. And tonight as we see that, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Hey, tonight that storm that comes in our life from disobedience, hey, the Lord sends that storm. A lot of times if I get with an individual and they got a lot of storms going on and they got a lot of things going on in their life and they can find not what God would have them to do, the first thing we want to do is go back and make sure we're in the will of God and we're not being disobedient to what God has called us to do. He says tonight it'll produce that storm in our life. Get this tonight. That peace that we used to have, now that storm turns into panic. Hey, Jonah, I want you to know when the word of the Lord come to him, he was at peace. Hey, but now he comes to here and that peace has turned into panic. In our Christian life tonight, hey, when we get disobedient, we no longer have peace. Hey, but it turns into panic. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to go. We don't know who to turn to. Hey, I want you to know tonight, when you don't know where to turn, turn to God. Can I get amen? Hey, when you do know where to turn to God tonight. He said it turned that peace into panic in their life, and he didn't know where to go. Hey, but I see something else in the text. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea. I see not only did he take that peace and turn it into panic, he turned that clear sailing into a storm of confusion. Hey, tonight when God tells you to do something, he lays it out clearly. He doesn't distort it. He doesn't confuse it. He lays it out clearly. Hey, the Bible says tonight when we come to this place in our life and we see confusion come, we must make sure where that confusion comes from. Hey, was sailing on that sea. And it was clear and it was good. Hey, but then all of a sudden that storm sat down and that storm made confusion in Jonah's life. Hey, I see not only that peace of that storm, I don't only see the clear sailing turned into confusion, but I see tonight as I read in verse number four, so that the ship was like to be broken. That ship that had satisfaction, it turned into a storm of sorrow. Hey, tonight your Christian life has been sailing good and it's been doing good. And you say, I can do it on my own now. I don't need God as much as I once did. Friends, can I say to you tonight, when you become disobedient in what God's told you to do, it'll turn to sorrow in your life. I know that on my own personal level tonight, when I do what God tells me to do, everything's good. Can I get amen? Hey, when I do what he tells me to do, everything's good. But as soon as I get out of the will of God and I don't do what he's told me to do, I want you to know storm starts raging. They start coming up and I can't handle them. And what do I have to do? I have to get back to where God is and what God has called me to do. I would ask you this question tonight about how it produces a storm in our life. When was the last time you found a storm in your life because you was disobedient tonight? When was the last time you had a storm raging in your life because you was disobedient? Brother Hagin done told the story this morning of how he stuck the tractor. Hey, but as he stuck that tractor, I said, thank you for a life application. We was down there and we was bush hogging. Well, he was bush hogging. Let me straight that up right now. He was bush hogging. And he got down there and I said, whatever you do, hey, that's soupy over there and that's muddy over there. Do not get over there. Hey, before I knew anything, he done backed off in that hole and he done got stuck. Hey, his disobedience didn't only affect him, hey, but it affected me. We both had to walk. I said, what are we going to do now? And we had to walk out of that place and we had to go to where we needed to get help. Friends, tonight I want you to know disobedience will get you stuck in the mud. Hey, disobedience will get you marred up deeper than you want to be. Hey, disobedience will get you where you'll have to call on help tonight. Friends, as we get into the Word of God tonight, I understand in the book that storms come our way because of disobedience to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As soon as we got stuck, I called Brandy, and she said, why did you let him do that? I said, hold up, wait a minute. Number one, my hand wasn't on the steering wheel. And number two, my foot wasn't on the gas. But disobedience affected both of us. You see, disobedience affects everybody in this room. You say, Daddy says, I can live the way I want to, do what I want to. That'll affect your wife and that'll affect your kids. Mama said, I'll live it the way I want to. That's going to affect your husband and that's going to affect your kids. Kids say, I'll live the way I want to. Mom and Daddy don't know. That's going to affect them parents. It always trickles down. It's like a snowball effect. When one person disobedient, friends, tonight we must not be disobedient to what God's called us to do. Disobedience hurts, number one, because it produces storms in our life. It produces storms in our life that's raging and out of control. But I seen something else in the text tonight I want to share with you. Not only does disobedience produce storms, hey, but disobedience provides stress in our lives. Unneeded stress from being disobedient to what God has called us to do. Disobedience will cause stress in your life. If I went around this room tonight and I ask you, have you been stressed this week? There'd be most of you say, yes, I've been stressed. And that don't only come from disobedience, but I want you to know tonight it can come from disobedience. Tonight, and look what he says here in verse number 5, if you will, with me. He says tonight that not only it produces storms in our life, hey, but disobedience, it produces stress in our life. Look at verse number 5. Then the mariners were afraid. Hey, you're talking about fishermen. They knew how to fish. They wasn't fishing for minnows. They fished for big fish. They knew how to fish, and they knew what to do. And friends, tonight, when we get disobedient, even professional people will stump them up. Look what he did here. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wires. And they were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. That provides stress in our lives. Number one tonight is because it is a chain reaction. It was a chain reaction tonight. When that storm come up in that life of Jonah and that storm come up on that sea, it didn't only affect Jonah, but it affected the people in the ship. It didn't only affect that ship, but every ship that was in that sea tonight. It's a chain reaction. Look what he says there. And the mariners were afraid. They were afraid. They had no clue. They'd never seen a storm like this. They'd never seen a storm come like this. He said it provides stress in our lives. Number one, that chain reaction. They was afraid. They had no clue. But I love what they did here. And they cried, every man cried unto his God. They had no clue what to do, but they cried to their God. But it didn't do them no good. Because they didn't have real gods, amen? They didn't have a real God. There was only one man on that ship that had a real God, and his name was Jonah. Jonah had a real God, and his name was God, Jehovah. And he said, that's the man you're going to have to cry to. And they got that going on, and they were stressed out, and they didn't know what to do. And here's what we all do when we get to the place, and storms are raging, and we get stressed. You know what we do? We say, we'll fix it on our own. We'll fix it on our own. You say, well, I don't see that in the text. You know what they do? They started throwing stuff overboard. Well, this right here don't work. They threw it overboard. This right here is bothering me. It threw it overboard. They threw everything out of their life but their problem. I'll ask you a question tonight. Have you been trying to clean out your closet and throw everything out? And everything thrown out was, and he still got a problem. You know where the problem lied? The problem didn't lie with the mariners. The problem lied with Jonah. And until they got Jonah off that boat, they was going to have no peace and they was going to have no rest. Folks, tonight, until we get disobedience out of our life as a Christian, we will have no peace and we will have no rest. Obedience to God, he wants obedience. He said he'd take it over sacrifice any day. Obedience is what he wants in our life. He said, number one, it produces storms in our lives. Number two, it produces stress in our lives. They cried to their gods, but it did no good. They said, we'll do it ourselves. And when you try to do it on your own and yourself, it will provide stress in your life. Look what he says in verse number 5. And there were in the ship unto the sea to lighten it of them, but Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. Tonight I see the third thing. I want you to get this. Not only do we see the storms, not only do we see the stress, but tonight when we get disobedient and it hurts other people, the third thing I see tonight, it proves the selfishness that's in our lives. When we get disobedient to what God's called us to do, it shows the selfishness that's in our life. These people were dying. The storm was raging. They were stressed out, and the one that caused the problem, you know what he's doing? He's sound asleep. Have you ever stayed up at night worried about somebody and they home sound asleep doing okay? Can I get a witness in the house? You've cried yourself to sleep worried about an individual, and then you prayed for them all night long, and the next morning when you go to them, say, how'd you do? Oh, I'm fine. I slept like a baby last night. And you toiled, and you all night long worried, praying, seeking God's face on a situation, and they laying there sound asleep, nothing wrong, feeling good. Have you ever been there? Look what he says tonight. He said it proves the selfishness in our lives. The disobedience tonight is very dangerous. Disobedience is very dangerous tonight. Look with me in verse number 5 as we get down here. He says, but Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. When he went down, that's the third time that he went down. This morning in verse number 3, it said he went down 2 times. And this right here, it said he went down the third time. Folks, tonight, I don't know how many times you got to go down to get on bottom, but I do know this. If you keep going down, 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 it won't be long. You'll be on bottom. It won't be long. You'll be on bottom. What drove Jonah to having this problem in his life was disobedient to what God has told him to do. If there's one thing I don't want this church to get into is disobedience. I want us to be obedient to the call of God and what he's called us to do and how he's called us to minister. We must minister as the master would minister. Jonah was supposed to go and tell. It didn't matter what they looked like. It didn't matter their color. It didn't matter nothing about them. He was supposed to go minister to them people. But he didn't want to go minister to them people. Folks, tonight we must minister no matter who walks in these doors. We must be obedient to what God's called us to do and to minister like the master. He says here when we get here, not only have we seen the storm, not only have we seen the stress, but we see here the selfishness of Jonah. Let me give you this tonight. And I just pinned this down. And I just want to give it to you tonight. It proves the selfishness in our life. It will get everyone. It will cost everyone when we go down. I don't know where this is coming from, but I'm going to give you what I pinned down, what God gave me. It will cost everyone when we go down. You say you're not important. Get disobedient, it's going to cost everybody around you. Let a preacher get caught up in disobedience and it'll destroy a church. Let a preacher get where he's not pure. He don't care about his purity, it'll destroy a church. Let a Christian get caught up in sin, and by the way, disobedience is a sin. Let a Christian get caught up in sin, and it will destroy the church. Folks, tonight, our disobedience, must not be named among us tonight. My heart tonight, my desire for this church tonight is that we be found obedient doing what God's called us to do. As we look at Jonah tonight and we see this going on in his life, hit by him not being obedient, you see what happened in his life tonight. Friends, tonight as we get here, I want to show you something else, though, that I've seen in the text tonight. Not only does it produce storms, not only does it provide stress, and it proves selfishness, but when we get disobedient, it hurts everybody around us, and it'll point us out that we're asleep in our life. When we get disobedient, it'll point it out that we're asleep in our life. When Jonah was here, he was hid from everybody, but he couldn't hide from God. Look what he says here in verse number 6. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? arise, call upon thy God. And if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. When we become disobedient, we won't be able to hide but so long. When we become disobedient, we won't be able to hide but so long. And that finger that writes on the wall will always point us out. Have you ever done something nobody knew nothing about it, then it come out in public? You know what I'm talking about? What? How did I get caught up with? The one that knows it all catches us all. This morning when he was in that disobedience, he said, all I want you to do is go cry to these people. He didn't put a call on him that he couldn't handle. He was already a prophet. He's already a preacher. All he had to do was go and tell it. Instead, he fled and he ran. If there's anything we need as a Christian body tonight is we don't need to flee our duty. We need to stand and do what God has called us to do. Folks, tonight as we get here, I want to give you this. These people, he points to the sleep that's in our lives in verse 6 and verse number 7. And I thought about this when I read this. When he told him to go, and Jonah went to sleep because of his disobedience, and he took it easy and had a heyday, souls was lost. Nothing different than happening the day that we live in, souls are lost. People were going straight to hell. Nothing different than going on today. The Lord's going to return when Jonah went to this place. Nothing different than it is today. But Jonah was found asleep. Tonight, I want to ask a question to the church tonight. I want to ask a simple question. Are we asleep as a church? Let's make sure we're not asleep. Jonah was asleep, and there were souls that was lost. We are a church. We must not be asleep. There's souls that's still lost that needs to be born again. Preacher, can we save them? Oh, no, we can't save them. All we can do is go witness to them. Pray that the Holy Spirit convicts them of the place that they're in and they come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. We must not get asleep and get satisfied and set where we're at. So what else, preacher? Not only were souls in danger, but people were dying in their sins. And that's the same thing going on the day we live in. And the church must not be caught asleep watching people slip into eternity. But the next thing is this. Jesus Christ is going to return. And we have an opportunity tonight to be obedient to what God has called us to do. And that's to tell a lost and dying world that Jesus saves. That Jesus saves. You know what he said on over there in Jonah chapter number 4? Jonah said, I knew you was a graceful God. I knew them people would repent. I knew you could forgive them. That's the God we serve. Jonah didn't want to get there in his life. Folks, tonight we must not get to a place that we're asleep and everything around us. The storms around us are raging and we're sleeping and comfortable. We must not get to that place. We must stay at a place where we say, Lord God, where you call us, we'll go. What you want us to do, we'll do. And I want to share this with you before we close tonight in verse number 7. And they said, everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. As I read that, I said, Lord God, I pray that the lot wouldn't be cast and it fall on me. I pray I never be found sleeping when souls are dying going to hell. I pray I'm not found asleep. But I pray that I'm found being obedient, spreading your word. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I do know this. That much disobedience is total disobedience. Just a little bit of disobedience is total disobedience. So tonight, I ask you a question. Are you obedient in what God's called you to do? If you're not tonight, it's costing everybody around you. The cost is everybody. Because if I don't pick up my load, Brother Hagin's got to pick it up. If I don't tote what God's put on me to tote, the load that he's called me to tote, Brother Hagin's got to pick it up. And if Brother Hagin's not here to pick up his load, Brother Jake's got to pick it up. Now you've got double the load. And if Brother Jake ain't toting his load and doing what he's supposed to do, then it falls on Brother JD. Now you've got triple the load. Now count your own load. And then if Brother JD don't do what he's been called to, Brother Connor, you see what it does when I'm not obedient? It puts it off on the next man. And everything becomes raging in our life. The stress gets too hard to bear. Selfishness comes alive in our life. And then we get to the place where we say, it'd be better if I just slept and let it go on by. All he had to do was go and cry and tell him sin, sin. The old story goes, all he had to do is go tell him hell's smoking and God's not guilty. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as I bow in your presence, I love you so much. I thank you for the book of Jonah. Lord God, that's nothing more than